إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. I welcome all of you and we'll continue reading from the book Al-Ajwib Al-Mufida and As'ilat Al-Manahij Al-Jadida, the beneficial answers to questions on innovative methodologies of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Dr. Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. When I continue by question number 99 in the book, and it is a continuation to the topics that we have stopped at last time about the mudaharat, the protests, and i'tisamat that we've seen now. We used to hear about this, but we've seen in the past couple of years in some countries that the Muslims go out after Jumu'ah and for days and for months, and we know all the evil that came as a consequence of them. So here's another question. هناك من يرى إذا نزلت نازلة أو مصيبة وقعت في الأمة يبدأ يدعو إلى الاعتصامات والمظاهرات ضد الحكام والعلماء لكي يستجيبوا تحت هذا الضغط فما رأيكم في هذه الوسيلة. Here's a question. Somebody says, يا شيخ, there are those who, whenever a calamity befalls the Muslims, the Ummah, this person, who the dua? They callers and these people, they famous. Some of them, they speak on the minbar because they give khutbas, and yet, with that or other than them, they have access to the internet and the media, whether by Twitter, Facebook, emails, they have websites, they give talks, some they write on magazines and the like. The first thing they do is they call the people to protest, and they call for demonstrations and to go against the rulers and the scholars. The scholars, they tell them, no, this is not the right way, be patient. They're like, no, you got to go, voice your opinions, you got to go out. And that, so that, he says, they say, because that's the only way the rulers will listen to you. You got to put a pressure on them. This is how you put a pressure on them, by going out in the streets, in a protest and demonstrations and the like. So he says, what is your opinion, ya Shaykh, in this method that these people call to demonstrations and protests and the like? قال الشيخ في الجواب الضرر لا يزال بالضرر. He says, harm is not cured by harm. Okay? Cannot change harm by causing more harm. فإذا حدث حادثة فيها ضرر أو منكر فليس الحل أن تكون مظاهرات أو اعتصامات أو تخريب. هذا ليس حلا. هذا زيادة شر. He said, now when a calamity befall the Muslims, when the Muslims, they see oppression, then, or an evil, then the solution is not in protesting against the rulers and going out in demonstration. This is not the solution for that. Rather, this protest and bring nothing but chaos and bloodshed and destruction. This is not, definitely the Shaykh said, this is not the solution. This is actually bring more evil. لكن الحل مراجعة المسؤولين ومناصحتهم وبيان الواجب عليهم لعلهم يزيلوا هذا الضرر. Says rather the solution is that whenever somebody sees some evil somewhere, they have to address it with the people in charge, those who are on authority, give them advice. Those who can't talk to them in person, they talk to them in person. Those who can write to them, especially in our times. Every department, doesn't matter, police department, judiciary department, finance department, name it. They have websites. Right, that's all you have to do. Go to their website and write your complaints and or whatever your suggestions and say, look, in our area there is bribery. We can't get nothing done without bribery. You see? In our area there is, we're not going to say all the police officers, but some of them, they really, you know, taking advantage of their position and they harming the people. You're right there. In our area, there is this principal who really, man, I don't know where he brings these rules. There's some very rules that are not, we never heard of. Can you please check this out? That's all you have to do. He says this way, if they, alhamdulillah, change the evil, that's good, that's what we want. وَإِلَّا وَجَبَ الصَّبْرُ عَلَيْهِ تَفَادِيًا لِدَرَجٍ أَعْظَمٍ مِنْهِ. But if the rulers or the people in charge, they didn't change that evil, what do you do now? Oh, now you go to demonstration? No. Be patient. Be patient, why? Because if you go against them and confrontation with them, it brings more evil. So once again, this is very important for us because this has been happening. And it's happening as we speak, meaning in our times, we've seen it happen in different countries, Muslim countries, because of the Muslims, they listen to these people, these scholars, who they wear the garment of, oh, nasiha, the best advisor, and then we want good for you. If someone wants good for the people, he connect them to the Book of Allah. And to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Yarhamukallah. He connect them to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. He tell them the truth, what is right, what's the Sahaba they were upon. The Sahaba dealt with matters like this. A good number of the companions, who they live longer, they've seen the oppression of the rulers. Now, Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Anas, and a good number of the companions, that they've seen the oppression of some of the rulers, that how they deal with it, this is how we need to do. Did they go on demonstration? And they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah, they are more worthy of that. But they were patient, because they adhere to the texts. Now, then we're going to switch the topic now, because the next question is kind of like from another topic, is about ulama, certain people, some deviant group that they appears a couple years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and this is haddadiyya. What they do, they slander and speak ill of the scholars. And of course, it's evident, once they speak ill of the scholars, so now the people are not listening to those scholars, so now they can direct the people to what they want to say to them. But if the people, they know the ulama, they respect the scholars, and they listen to them, so these ignorant people, these foolish, and these renegades, nobody will listen to them. But they find like, they say, look, we have to separate the youth and the people from the scholars. How are they going to do that? By slandering the scholars. Blindly accusing them with things that are not from them. Allah, I just want to give you a preview before we, so you can understand this question. Question number 100 in the book. بعض الناس يبدع بعض الأئمة كابن حجر والنووي وابن حزم والشوكاني والبيهقي فهل قولهم هذا صحيح سبحان الله. He says some of the people, and these are a deviant sect, that they claim Salafiyya. They said, no, this is the Salafi way, سبحان الله. And they consider some of the great أئمة of the deen to be mubtadi'a, innovators, such as Ibn Hajar. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, to these wicked people, is a mubtadi'a, is an innovator. Al-Nawawi, Ibn Hazm, Shawkani, Al-Bayhaqi, subhanAllah. Is this correct? Is this tabdi'a of them correct? The answer of the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he says, لِهَؤُلَاءِ الْأَئِمَّ مِنَ الْفَضَائِلِ وَالْعِلْمِ الْغَزِيرِ وَالْإِفَادَ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي حَفْظِ السُّنَّةِ وَنَشْرِهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَاتِ الْعَظِيمَ الَّتِي خَلَّفُوهَا مَا يُغَطِّي مَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنْ أَخْطَاءَ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So this great Imam that I mentioned, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, al-Nawawi, Ibn Hajar, Shawkani, al-Bayhaqi, they have many virtues, abundance of knowledge. They have benefited the Muslims in a great way. They exerted a lot of efforts in preserving the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and disseminating it and spreading it amongst the Muslims. These great scholars have left behind a great treasure of books that will make their mistakes look nothing. Now they have mistakes, because nobody is free from mistakes, but their mistakes are nothing compared to the great work that they've done for the Sunnah, for the Muslims, and for Islam. قال وهذه الأمور ننصح طالب العلم أن لا يشتغل بها لأنه يحرم العلم. He said this matters here that these people, this path that these people they follow. He said we do not advise any student of knowledge to listen to them or to follow their path, because it will deprive you from seeking knowledge, from knowledge. قال والذي يتبع هذه الأمور على الأئمة سيحرم من طلب العلم فيصير مشغولا بالفتنة ومحبة النزاع بين الناس. He says, anyone who will just go and look for the mistakes of this alim and then go with the mistakes of the other alim and the mistakes of the other alim, he's going to be deprived from knowledge and from seeking knowledge. Why? Because he's going to be busy by this fitna. He will love all the conflicts and the disagreements that the ulama they have. That will be his priority, وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ قَالْ نُوصِي الْجَمِيعِ بِطَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ والحرص على ذلك والاشتغال به عن الأمور التي لا فائدة منها. Said we advise everybody to seek knowledge and to be diligent in doing so and stay away from matters that doesn't benefit you. It's not of your concern. قال والنووي وابن حزم وابن حجر والشوكاني والبيهقي هؤلاء أئمة كبار محل ثقة عند أهل العلم ولهم من المؤلفات العظيمة والمراجع الإسلامية التي يرجع إليها المسلمون ما يغطي أخطاءهم وزلاتهم رحمهم الله تعالى. He says as for النووي, that the Haddadiyya, they speak ill about them. They went far. They said, look, the books of النووي, Ibn Hajar, and all of them, they have to be burned. أعوذ بالله. سبحان الله. Al-Majmur to be burned, Sharh Muslim to be burned, the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani have to be burned, Fath al-Bari and the like, the books of Imam Shawkani, subhanAllah, the books of Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi. The Shaykh says, these great people, they are great a'imma, great imams, they trustworthy with the people of knowledge. They have left behind great work, great books that the Muslims benefit from and they go back to, that cover for their mistakes and their shortcomings, rahimahumullah. قال ولكن أنت يا مسكين ماذا عندك يا من تتلمس وتتجسس على ابن حجر وابن حزم ومن ذكر معهما ماذا نفعت المسلمين به. Then the Shaykh says, and you, foolish, what do you have? What have you benefited the Muslims with? Na'am, he says, Man Nawawi ibn Hajar, Shawkani, al-Bayhaqi, they have some mistakes, they fall into certain mistakes, but they have left mountains and oceans of knowledge behind them, which their mistakes like drops in a bucket. Their mistakes look like a drop in a bucket of great knowledge that they have benefited the Muslims with. He said, and you that you're talking bad about them, you foolish, what have you benefited the Muslim? What do you have? Show us your work. You're talking about Ibn Hajar, Ibn Hazm, and those who are mentioned with them, Imam al-Nawawi, Bayhaqi, Shawkani. You're criticizing them, and what? How did you benefit the Muslims, you yourself? ماذا جمعت من العلم? He says, show us. What have you gathered from knowledge? هل تعرف ما يعرف ابن حجر النووي? Do you know what this man know? Do you have the knowledge of النووي and ابن حجر? هل قدمت للمسلمين ما قدم ابن حزم والبيهقي? Have you provided the Muslims that which this great man like Ibn Hazm and Al-Bayhaqi have presented to the Muslims from great knowledge? Subhanallah, the Shaykh says, Subhanallah. رحم الله امرؤا عرف قدر نفسه قل علمك فتجرأت وقل ورعك فتكلمت. He says, Subhanallah, may Allah have mercy on a person who knows his position and his level.
Ameen.
He says, Subhanallah, as for you, now he's addressing this Haddadiyun, they speak ill of this great ulama and this a'imma. He says, you have no knowledge and you have the audacity and the boldness to speak about this great ulama. I'm going to read to you the footnotes because they're important. The Sheikh Jamal bin Farihan al-Harithi, who compiled these questions and answers, and he has some comments. He brings statements of the ulama and the like on the footnotes. قال لقد نبتت نابتة تدعي السلفية والسلفية منهم براء وتتمثل في قائدها محمود الحداد الذي سبق ذكره فأصبح همهم التنقيب عن هفوات الأئمة الكبار الأعلام والمحدثين المحققين. So indeed he has appeared, and this is a couple years ago, maybe 15-20 years ago, that when they started, so they're a new sect, deviant sect, but they claim Salafiyya, they say they're Salafis. What they are upon is the Salafiyya, but the Salafiyya is free from them. And the one who started this evil sect is this man named Mahmoud al-Haddad from Masr. And we talked about him before. Sheikh mentioned him, if you remember, in the previous classes. We mentioned in the footnotes, along with when we were talking about Al-Ikhwan Muslimun and their founders like Hassan al-Banna and Sayyid Qutb and his brother Muhammad Qutb and Muhammad al-Ghazali and Hassan al-Turabi and al-Qardawi and Abdul Rahman al-Khaliq and all of those who are with them. And they support them on that. Okay? And also I mentioned the Haddadiyya, this wicked sect that they attacked the ulama. And also Sururiyya, that because of Muhammad bin Surur, Zain al-Abidin, that he attacked the rulers, to separate the Muslims from their rulers. So anyway, he says the leader of this deviant sect group is Mahmoud al-Haddad. So they make their main focus, it's not like their main focus is not to teach the people Tawheed, to teach the people and to warn them against Shirk, to teach the Sunnah and warns against Bid'ah. Their main goal is not of that, to teach the people what they need to know about the religion. Their main goal is to look, to go to the books of the great ulama and to find their mistakes and to spread them. The big ulama, they go to the books of this ulama, Ibn Hajar, Nawawi, Al-Bayhaqi, Ibn Hazm, Shawkani, oh, look at his statement, this is a Sufi statement, this is an Ash'ari statement, this is Mu'tazili statement, this is, okay, these are ulama, they fall like the ulama, they said, yes, this imma, they fall into some of the mistakes. But they died a long time ago, did they eat on purpose? No, these are great ulama of the Salaf. I know they were upon the Aqidah of the Salaf, but yes, you find in their books that they have fallen into some mistake of ta'wil and the like. قال نعم لقد وقع ابن حجر والنووي في بعض أخطاء الأشعرية. نعم ونبه على ذلك العلماء. He says yes, Ibn Hajar, a great Imam, and Nawawi as well, they fall into some mistakes. In their books, you will find that they say, they mention in their statements that which the Ash'ari were upon. And the ulama, they mentioned because in their time, the Ash'ari movement was predominant. وَنَبَّهَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْعُلَمَى. But the scholars, alhamdulillah, they say, look, yes, Ibn Hajar, Fath al-Bari is a great book. excellent book. However, be careful in this hadith. Even Ibn Hajar, he wasn't right. Okay, he was wrong. Rahimahullah. Okay. وتعليقات الإمام بن باز على فتح الباري معروفة مشهورة. He says the comments that Sheikh bin Baz, Imam ibn Baz rahimahullah, have over Fath al-Bari are known and famous. So which means if somebody wants to benefit from Fath al-Bari, which is a great book, this is one of the greatest of the books that explain Sahih al-Bukhari. It's better, and however, for students of knowledge, if he wants to benefit, to get the comments made by Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. ولكن لا نجعل من هذه الأخطاء مجالا للتشهير بهم وابتداء المجالس بذمهم مع أنهم لم يكن ديدنهم الدعوة إلى البدعة بل إنهم نصروا السنة وحققوا المسائل بالدليل فلا يقاسون بأهل البدع الداعين إليها المخالفين لمنهج السلف قلبا وقالبا. He says that yes, they have mistakes. He said, but we do not use their mistakes to expose them and warn against them. And begin every gathering, every dars, every lecture to warn against them. That's what the Haddadiyya they used to do. Every lecture, they warn the people. Oh, Ibn Hajar Mubtadi', Nawawi Mubtadi', don't read their books, Bayhaqi, A'udhu Billah. He said, this great A'imma, Ibn Hajar, النووي البيهقي ابن حزم الشوكاني نعم they have mistakes but they didn't intend to call to innovation rather their intent and that's what is known from their work is that they were calling to the sunnah and their works prove that they were supporting the sunnah when you look at their books any matter they take aqidah fiqh doesn't any matter they will go to the Dalil, they follow the Adilla. So you cannot, and it's not just to compare them to Ahlul Bidah. Those who call to innovations, those who go against and opposes the Manhaj al-Salaf, those who oppose Manhaj al-Salaf, now they treat them like they are Mubtadi'ah, أعوذ بالله. قالوا مع هذا فإننا نقول وسبق أن قلنا مثل هذا مثل هذا إن الخطأ والمخالفة لا يسكت عنها بل تبين حسب مقتضى الحال والمقام. Said yes, taking this in consideration, we've said it before and we say it again. نعم, the mistake of the alim, you don't just go blind and don't say nothing about it. نعم, the mistake should be mentioned. But in a proper way. كما قال الشيخ عبيد حفظه الله الرد على المخالف من أصول أهل السنة والجماعة كائنا من كان. Correcting the mistakes, it is from the fundamental principles of أهل السنة والجماعة. Doesn't matter who make that mistake. But the difference comes where? In how you address that person who have made those mistakes. Sheikh Ubaidi says, if he, that alim, or that person who has fallen into these mistakes, is from the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, knowing that he's upon the Manhaj al-Salaf, he supports the Sunnah, and he called to it, and he disseminates the Sunnah, he's upon the Manhaj of the Sahaba, يُرَدُّ خَطَأُهُ ولكن تحفظ كرامته. This alim who's upon the sunnah, upon the way of the salaf, what the sahaba, his aqidah is sound. Naam, his mistake is to be corrected. You don't say, well, he's one of our great ulama, it's okay, sweep it under the rug. Now I know sweeping under the rug. Now this is amana. His mistake is to be mentioned and corrected, but his honor is preserved. I know. If Sheikh bin Baz, now somebody reading his books, the fatwa find that Sheikh bin Baz made a mistake, now they say Sheikh bin Baz was wrong in this. But they have to respect him. They don't talk bad about him, oh, he's a mubtadi, a'udhu billah. Na'am, this is very important. And also Shaykh Ubaidi says, وَأَمَّا الْمُبْتَدِعِ. But if now, on the other hand, the mistake was made by an innovator, someone who's known to call to innovation, he opposes the manhaj as-salaf. He says, هَذَا يُبَيَّنْ خَطَأُهُ وَلَا كَرَامَةَ لَهُ. The mistake is to be corrected and known, and he has no honor. He be warned against. And a mubtadi', dog, an innovator, and he's causing the calling the people to dalal and to misguidance. قال الشيخ ومع هذا فإن الترحم على أهل البدع جائز ما داموا في دائرة الإسلام وهذا دليل على المنع. So keep in mind the even the people they were upon innovation and you say rahimahullah, as long as they're Muslims, their innovation doesn't take them out of Islam. He says there is no dalil that prevents you from saying rahimahullah to a Muslim who died. وقد أثنى العلماء على ابن حجر والنووي وكتابيهما الفتح يعني فتح الباري وشرح مسلم وهي من الكتب المعتبرة عند أهل السنة. He says the people of knowledge, the scholars, they praised Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, they praised al-Nawawi, Abu Zakariya Sharaf, al-Nawawi, they praised and recommend to the people their books, al-Fath, meaning Fath al-Bari, the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, and also Sharh Muslim. Imam al-Nawawi have an explanation of Sharh Muslim, and Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani has explanation on Sahih al-Bukhari. وهي من الكتب المعتبرة عند أهل السنة. These two books, Fath al-Bari and Sharh Muslim, these are from the great books, the main books with أهل السنة. واعتمدوا أقوالهما المصيبة للحق وهي كثيرة وتجنبوا أخطاءهما. And the ulama of أهل السنة, they support them and they take their statements that agreed with the truth, and many are they. And that's the majority on their work, and they avoid their mistakes. They avoid their mistakes in their books. Here's an example of some of the ulama, of the salaf, and what they said. قال الشيخ عبد الله بن الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب. This is Sheikh Abdullah, the son of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, the great Sheikh, the Imam, al-Mujaddid. قال ثم إننا نستعين على فهم كتاب الله بالتفاسير المتداولة المعتبرة وعلى فهم الحديث بشروح الأئمة المبرزين كالعسقلاني والقسطلاني على البخاري والنووي على مسلم. This great Imam, he says, indeed we seek help to understand the book of Allah by reading the tafasir that are known, like Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Tabari, Tafsir al-Qurtubi, and the like. He said, and also, as for the main books that we use to understand the hadith, the narrative of the Prophet ﷺ, is the explanations of the great imams in this field, such as al-Asqalani, Ibn Hajar, and also al-Qastalani, that these are their explanations of Sahih al-Bukhari, and also النووي, his explanation on Sahih Muslim. وقال أيضا ولله در النووي في جمعه كتاب الأذكار. He said it's enough for the Imam al-Nawawi, a virtue, that he compiled the book of al-Adhkar, of the supplications. ويقول العلامة المحدث السلفي الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله. Now he mentioned the statement of this great Imam al-Muhaddith al-Allam al-Salafi, Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani رحمه الله, who died some 15 years ago. قال ومثل النووي وابن حجر والعسقلاني وأمثالهم من الظلم أن يقال عنهم من أهل البدع. سبحان الله. أنا أعرف أنهم من الأشاعرة لكنهم ما قصدوا مخالفة الكتاب والسنة وإنما وهموا وظنوا أن ما ورثوه من العقيدة الأشعرية ظنوا شيئين اثنين. شيخ الألباني رحمه الله, he said this was like I told you, like 15-20 years ago. It was in the time of when Sheikh al-Albani and Sheikh Ibn Baz, they were still alive, rahimahum Allah. Because Sheikh al-Albani and Sheikh Ibn Baz, they died in the same year. It was like 6 or 7 months between the two of them. Sheikh Ibn Baz died, and then Sheikh Al Albani died, rahimahullah. And then a year later, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, and less than a year later, Sheikh Muqbil. So in like in 2 years, they died, this great imam. Four great imams all died in 2 years. And then the trouble and fitan, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So you know the makana of the ulama, the makana, the positions of the people of knowledge. So he says, the like of al-Imam al-Nawawi, this is Sheikh al-Albani, he says, the like of al-Nawawi, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, and the like of them, it is a great dhulm and oppression to say about them they are from the people of innovation. He said, I know that they are from the Ash'arira, but they didn't intend to oppose the Quran and the Sunnah in those mistakes that they fall into. But they, wahamu, they fall into this mistake, thinking that what they have inherited from this creed of the Ash'ariyya based on two things. أولا أن الإمام الأشعري يقول ذلك وهو لا يقول ذلك إلا قديما. Because then they took the statements of الأشعرية based on that الإمام الأشعري said that. But الإمام الأشعري, we learned before, he used to say this before. But he repented. Because الإمام الأشعري, he went through phases. الإمام الأشعري that they, and we mentioned that the ulama, they says, those people who are Asha'ira now, who they their aqidah is not the aqidah of the Salaf, they oppose what the companions were upon, and they are deviant, they are upon deviancy, okay, in the matters of aqidah. He said, you cannot ascribe al-Imam al-Ash'ari to them, okay, because he repented and he freed himself. He says, look, whatever he was upon before, he free himself from it. He's upon the aqidah of Imam Ahmad. He's upon the aqidah that Imam Ahmad, Imam al-Sunnah was upon. So that's why he says now the Shaykh al-Albani is finding excuses for them, how they fall into this. If you know why this great Imam ibn Hajar al-Nawawi, and still they have aqidah ash'ariyya in their books because of this. Number one. وَثَانِيًا تَوَهَمُوهُ صَوَابًا وَلَيْسَ بِصَوَابًا. And number two, they thought at that moment that that's what is the right thing. Yet it is not right. Intaha min sharit man huwa al-kafir wa huwa al-mubtadi'. This is a quote from a tape cassette from Sheikh al-Albani, who mentioned the cassette is named Who is the Kafir and Who is the Mubtadi'? Who is the disbeliever and who is the innovator? قال فإن قيل لماذا يعتذر عن النووي وابن حجر وما صدر منهما من تأويل ولا يعتذر عن سيد قطب والبنا والمودود وأمثالهم. Now the إخوان المسلمين, they say, سبحان الله, they says, oh, they find excuses for النووي and ابن حجر, and their mistakes in their interpretations of the آيات and this الصفات and the like, but why they do not find excuses for Sayyid Qutb and Al-Banna and Al-Mawdudi and the like of them? You see how they want to mix everything? He said, why these ulama, for example, Albani, Ibn Baz, and those who came before them, why they find excuses for Al-Nawawi? This is, oh, listen, Nawawi, he didn't intend it to fall into these mistakes. Actually, he thought what he was writing was the right things. Likewise, Ibn Hajar. They said, but why they don't find the excuses for Sayyid Qutb and Al-Banna, the founder of Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin, along with Al-Qummi, the Rafidi Shi'i? See, the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they were founded by a Rafidi Shi'i, along with Hassan al-Banna, and the like of them, Al-Mawdudi, and the like. فالجواب من وجهين. The answer is from two angles. Number one, أن هناك فارق الكبير بين الصنفين. There is a huge difference and gap between the two groups, if you want to say. There is a big difference between al-Nawawi, Ibn Hajar, al-Bayhaqi, Shawkan, Ibn Hazm, and Sayyid Qutb, al-Banna, al-Mawdudi, al-Ghazali, and the like. ف فإن لدى النووي ابن حجر من الرصيد العلمي ونفع المسلمين ما يغطي ما حصل منهما من خطأ، وقد بينه أهل العلم وحذروا منه، فالخطر قد زال بهذا التنبيه. Said for instance, in Nawawi and Ibn Hajar, they have left behind them a great treasure of knowledge that benefit the Muslims, that make up for their mistakes. And especially that their mistakes, the people of knowledge, the scholars, they point out their mistakes and warn against it. They say, listen, you want to read Fath al-Bari? Well, be careful. In this chapter, there is mistakes in here. He went wrong and this is what is right. He said, so there is no danger. What is the danger? MashaAllah. These are great ulama. They have some mistakes in their work. The ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah, they came, they find the mistakes, and they warn. It says, beware of these mistakes. So there is no danger. أما سيد قطب والبنا فليس لهم رصيد علمي ولا عملي ولا نفع للمسلمين مثل ما للنووي وابن حجر وغيرهم من الأئمة الكبار. He says, as for now, when you look at Sayyid Qutb and his work and al-Banna, they didn't leave any knowledge that benefit the Muslims. Do they really leave the work that al-Nawawi left behind and Ibn Hajar and the like of them from the great A'imma? We'll continue after the Adhan, inshallah. Now, and from the other angle, that the Nawawi and Ibn Hajar, they didn't call to their mistakes. They didn't promote their mistakes and they didn't call to tahazzub, to partisanship. You don't find in their books that they declared all Muslims to be kuffar. You don't find in the books of and the statements of this great Imam al-Nawawi, Ibn Hajar and al-Bayhaqi, that it's okay for people of Sunnah to be with the Rawafid hand in hand and with the Christian and with the fire worshipper. Oh. And all of the deviant sects to be with the Muslims. No. He says their mistakes, they didn't have a great impact on the Muslims and on the unity of the Muslims. بِعَكْسِ سَيِّدْ قُطُبْ وَالْبَنَّ وَغَيْرِهِمَا مِنْ أَدْرَابِهِمَا فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَرَوْنَ فَرْقًا بَيْنَ الْعَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَ الْفَاسِدَ بَلِ الْكَافِرَ وَبَيْنَ الْعَقِيدَ الصَّحِيحَ السَّلِيمَةِ. He says, now when you look at the statements and the positions taken by Sayyid Qutb and al-Banna, Hassan al-Banna, and the like of them who follow them in the same evil ideology, they don't see no difference between the false creeds, but rather that is upon disbelief, and the sound Muslim creed. They see no difference. لا يرون التفريق بين الرافد والنصراني وغيرهم وبين المسلم. They don't see no difference between the Rafidi, the Christian, and other than them, and the Muslim. وقد أضروا بالمسلمين ولم يصلحوا. نعم, سيد قطب البنا and those who follow them, they have caused a great harm for the Muslims. They didn't bring no benefit. فقد تعصب الكثير لآرائهم المخالفة للكتاب والسنة وعادوا أهل السنة. وهذا من أعظم الأضرار وأقبحها. You find many people since years ago and until this time, many people they fanatics to their statement, the statement of Sayyid Qutb and Hassan al-Banna, and they go against the people of Ahl al-Sunnah, the people of Sunnah. So this is one of the greatest of evil that came from the work and the teaching of these people. وأخيرا من الذي يستغنى عن كتب ابن حجر النووي. He said, who is this Muslim who really can understand the deen better without the books and going and looking at the books of Imam al-Nawawi, Imam ibn Hajar al-Asqalani and the like of them. So once again, this is one of the wicked sects, al-Haddadiyya. Alhamdulillah, they are not very active right now because the ulama, especially Sheikh Rabi Hafidahullah and Sheikh Ubaid and the like of his brothers like Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, and they really mention their mistakes and their evil, their poison, and they refuted them. Sheikh Rabi Mujahid, Wallahi Mujahid, he wants good for the Muslims. So he put a lot of efforts, Hafidahullah, in refuting these people from their work. Yeah, that's not like Now he will go to Sayyid Qutb books, every single one of them. Al-Dilal, Al-Adala, Ma'adriyesh, Taswir Al-Fanni for Al-Qur'an. He will bring you the page and the edition, what is printed in Egypt, in I don't know where, in Beirut, in Pakistan, whatever it is. And he'll tell you, this is what this man said, and this is how he's wrong. And still they're like, no, he's not. SubhanAllah, what are you talking about? The man he gives you his statement. This is what he says, and this is why he's wrong, and this is what is right. And these books are out. This is not something that Shaykh Rabi in his mind. He's telling the people, look, Sayyid Qutb has a lot of problems, and Hassan al-Banna have a lot of problems, and they know their problems, but I'm not going to tell you. No, this is not the case. The books are out there, you can read them. And he wrote them in a time when Sheikh Al-Albani was alive, and Sheikh bin Baz was alive, and Sheikh bin Uthaymeen was alive, and all of them, they say, Jazakallahu khairan, for highlighting the mistakes of this man. Rather, Sheikh Al-Albani, he says, Jazakallahu ayyuha Sheikh Al-Rabi'. May Allah reward you, O Sheikh Al-Rabi', for making clear the mistakes of this ignorant man, Sayyid Qutb, who has no knowledge of the Usul, the fundamental principles of the religion and the branches. Sayyid Qutb, he was an alim. The man, he used to shave his beard and draw his pants. He don't even know the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And he, subhanAllah, wahdat al-adiyan, takfir al-mujtama'at, abusing the sahaba, ridwanullah alayhim, not just the sahaba, the anbiya, Musa alayhi salam and other than him, but he is Shaheed. He is Shaykh al-Islam for Ikhwal al-Muslimin. But his mistakes, alhamdulillah, from his books, the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah, they don't lie on him. Wahasha. But if anyone who wants good for himself, let him read the books of the ulama who they refuted him. Read it, ya akhi. You want good for yourself? Qutb. Sayyid Qutb, he's not going to help you in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Read. Naam. And these are the mistakes. And nobody from the ulama said to Shaykh Rabi'a, no, you were wrong actually. No, nobody from the ulama. Rather, they all say, yeah, Jazakallah khairan, that you did something that we couldn't do. You took from your time and you find the mistakes of this man in his books, deadly mistakes. The name of the book, many books. These books, about, I can't remember right now, there's a lot of books that Ahsant, Lima fi Sayyid Qutb min al-Qawasim, Sirat Wahid, La Siratat, Naam, fi hunak, he refuted, but with the Adilla, from the books. From his books, from his statements, he give you the name of the book, the page, the print, the edition number 14 or 45. This man's evil is all over the world, and the ulama, they were just going to, the Ikhwal Muslimin, they want the ulama to just be quiet. The ulama, because they're going to be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah. If they are quiet, this is ghish, this is cheating the Muslims. And they're going to face that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It doesn't matter what the Ikhwal Muslimin think, as long as the ulama, they say what is right, what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do this for the Muslims, so that the Muslims, they be aware of the mistakes. Sayyid Qutb, he died. The ulama, they don't, who criticize him, they don't say he's a kafir, even though a lot of his statements is kufr. He died, they didn't put the hujjah and the proof against him, but they still have to warn against his mistakes. It's not personal. Actually, if the Ikhwal Muslimun, they have the slightest of intelligence, they will know that this is actually what Shaykh Rabi' did, is good for Sayyid Qutb. Because now less people, they're going to follow his mistakes, and it's good for him. They just don't know that. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.